Once again, to open up God's holy word as we get ready for our journey through the Bible next half hour. But today we're going to continue with a great program for you on Community Focus, our public affairs program. And time to welcome our guests into the studio here is Lee Cause, who is the executive director of Choices Pregnancy Care Center. Good to see you, friend.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Been a long time.
Absolutely.
A lot going on with Choices. You've been hearing the public service announcement we've been running about the annual fun run coming up on Saturday. Tell us about that and what's going to do for the center.
Yeah. Well, first off, we thank you so much for running this ad and for all the service that you do to the community, Mike. You're appreciated by so many people. But our annual Run for Life is where we go and do a 5K, and this is actually a large 5K. I know sometimes you get some of those that's got only like 30 or 40 people, but we're expecting upwards of about 150 to 200 people at this point, active runners. And, of course, you always get a ton more people that actually show up the day before the day of for registration. But the idea here is you're coming in and you're not only running in a 5K, which is a certified event, and you can qualify you for the Peachtree. It's also supporting life, and that's really what we're about, is the mission of life and saving babies. So the fees that go here go into paying the expenses of the run, and then the rest of that goes to funding our pro-life pregnancy care center.
It takes place this Saturday. Tell everybody about where and when.
That's right. It's this Saturday at Lakeview Academy at 9 a.m. And if you want to sign up for this, you go to active.com. So active.com, you just search Choices Run, and it'll pop right up.
Big thing, too, you're going to have great weather for it. It's going to be a great time to run.
Oh, the weather came down just in time. You know, it's been so hot and steamy, but we're looking at some beautiful weather for this race. Should be low humidity, cool temperature.
What's good also is that you see the little ones also walk in a part of it, and you get to see some people who have been affected by and helped out by Choices in the past who have their children now walking as part of the run.
Yeah, you know, and as a matter of fact, we have a kiddie K for our 10 and under, so the little kids can get a little bit of running in, and we have little medals for them. And also, if you're not a competitive runner, that's no problem. We actually have moms with strollers that come out here and do this. We have a 90 and over and an 80 and over category. We give out medals for all that. So it's really a good, fun time. So it can be a competitive race if you take it that angle, but it can also just be a good time to get out with the family, get some exercise, and support a wonderful cause.
And you learn a lot about Choices, right?
Yeah, you certainly do. I think the big thing is you get to actually connect with the faces. So you see the people who are behind the ministry. You get to meet our nurses, our board, our staff. And you also get to see the patients that are helped by this. And that to me is like the most joyful part of this ministry, is so many people will come to Choices and they feel hopeless. They feel dark. And they've bought a lot of lies of the culture that, hey, you know, you can't do this, mama. You can't have this baby. It's going to crush your dreams and everything's going to fall apart. But what you realize is there's a lot more support for women out there. There's a lot more support for single women than the culture would have you believe. And there's a lot more possibilities for a person than the culture would have you believe. So really what we do is we bring that hope to them. We bring that support to them. And we show them, hey, you know, you can do it and you do have this community's support.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Lee Cause, who's the Executive Director of Choices Pregnancy Care Center. Let everybody know about the mission of Choices and what you do there at the center.
Yeah, well, Choices is a pro-life pregnancy care center, and I know that right now the pro-life and the abortion issue, this is a really hot topic because you've got a presidential election cycle, and this always comes to the forefront, and it seems in this election cycle it's even louder now, and there's a lot of misinformation that I've seen out there. So a couple things I wanted to just highlight about Choices is, first off, we are a non-political organization. We are a medical organization, so we are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, and we use the best in medical science. So if you want science, so if you wanted to use this as two silos, first silo is our medical side, and that is where we give free pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds to the women, and then we also show them all the contraindications of, hey, this is why you shouldn't have an abortion. And again, this is not fear tactics. Sometimes people will say, oh, these guys are out there scaring women. No, not at all. If you were going to go and you're going to have gallbladder surgery, the surgeon's going to sit down and they're going to talk to you about the risks of having that operation and the type of things that could go wrong. And that's exactly what we do with abortion. You know, it's abdominal surgery. It's not just like taking an aspirin, and there's significant risks with it. The other thing that we really highlight is it's just intuitive, and it's medically science proven. The best way to solve a problem with the body or an issue with the body is to let the body take its natural course. Now, in the case of pregnancy is not necessarily a problem. It is a natural process. The best and healthiest thing for the mother, physically and hormonally, is to go through the process of that pregnancy, have a healthy delivery, and then you have a baby at the end. Now, that baby we view as a blessing, and we get to decide then, the mother and the center and the community, what is it that is best for this baby? What's best for the mama? Many times that mama decides, hey, after this 9 month, I didn't want to start out being a mama, but I've really grown to love this baby. I want to be a mama. And she keeps it. And if she decides to keep that baby and to mother that baby, we give her diapers, wipes, supplies, baby food, vitamins, strollers. We set that mama up with our baby boutique. However, sometimes the mama is overwhelmed and she's like, you know, I'm too young. I'm not in the right financial position. I can't be the mama of this baby. I can't give this child what it needs. So then we work with adoption agencies to find a great Christian couple to hand this baby off to. And there's a lot of Christians out there that want to adopt a baby. They physically cannot have babies themselves, but they want to love and they want to raise this child. And what we do is we connect the need with the need. This child needs a parent. These parents want a child, and we hook it right up. So it's really just a beautiful thing, and it's life. And where there is life, there's hope. Where there's life, there's activity. And it's amazing to see the relationships and the healing that has come through this ministry time and time and time again. A lot of folks don't realize the magnitude that we serve the community either. You know, we're looking upwards of 3,000 patient visits per year. So this is no small number that goes through our centers.
And with that, too, since the last time I saw you, you're now into a new location, a much bigger place to serve the community.
Yeah, so if y'all are familiar with us, we used to be located over on Green Street Place, which was a great location, heart of Gainesville, but it was a one-way street, and it was kind of a small, old converted house. We're now on Forest Avenue, which is actually right across the street from Green Street, but it's on a two-way street. And it's almost a 5,000 square foot facility. We call it the castle because it's actually got like a little stone silo in the front, kind of looks like a castle gate. But it gives us a lot more functional space, and that's better for the patients because we have more patient rooms and more room, you know, in each room. But it also allows our entire staff to be under one roof. Now, those of you that have been following us for a while, you know that we have two locations. One in Flowery Branch and one in Gainesville. This new Gainesville location has actually allowed us to close that location in Flowery Branch. So Flowery Branch is shut down. So if you're driving by the Robinson Crossing Plaza and you see it shut down, it's not because Choices is closed. That was just a rental location. And the rent there just got very, very high. Everybody's kind of dealing with that. We were talking before about mortgage inflation and rent inflation. Sure. So we had to do a cost-benefit analysis. Now, that doesn't mean Flowery Branch and Buford's not being served, because at the same time we moved to this larger physical location, we have also opened up a mobile unit. So this is a full-fledged, it's an RV with two fold-out panels. So it's got two independent exam rooms. It's a literally a replacement clinic, not just like a little... a stop van. But what we found is that mobile unit can completely handle the patient load that we have in Flowery Branch and the patient load that we have in Buford. It also allows us to get up into the northern counties like White County and Jackson to service some of these rural areas and to go out to other pregnancy resource centers that actually don't have the medical capabilities that we do. And we can provide the ultrasounds and STD tests in partnership with them.
All right, let's follow up on that. So tell me about how you partner with other pregnancy centers here in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a whole spectrum of different capabilities within the pregnancy center movement. So there are some really all they can do is administer and help a woman with, like, say, an at-home style pregnancy test and confirm the pregnancy. But they don't have a nurse on staff to do blood work. They don't have an ultrasound tech on staff to do the scans. So in that particular case, they would either have to work with a local doctor or work with us. So what we do is we reach out to these clinics that are not quite up to the medical technical level and certification level that we are. We can send the mobile unit to them, and then we can service their patients on a given day. So really, it's a very complementary, loving sort of relationships. Pregnancy resource centers are not in competition with each other. We're all out to achieve the same goal, which is, you know, to save babies and glorify God. So if our resources can be lent to that effect, then we're going to do it.
We're talking to Lee Cause, the director of the Choices Pregnancy Care Center here in Gainesville. Tell everybody about how they can find information about Choices, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, if you're interested in going to our 5K, the best place for that is at active.com to sign up. But if you're interested in learning more about our mission and supporting pro-life right here in Hull County in North Georgia, you go to choicespregnancypartners.org. So that's choices with an S, pregnancypartners.org. And there you'll find all sorts of donor information and things about our events and what it is that we're about.
So, and also if you're in need, you're in a crisis pregnancy and need the care, is also another website, right?
Right, right. So we have a separate patient site as well, because one is going to be more of our supporter focused and the other's patient focused. Now, if you're a patient and you need services, go to Choices Pregnancy. So that's choices with an S, pregnancy.org. And there you can get connected. We actually have a chat widget where you can chat with a nurse live. We've also got a phone number on there that you can call.
All right. So with the larger facility, are you having to hire more people to help out with the facility? I'm assuming there are going to be more people coming in who need help.
Yeah. So, well, the larger facility was necessitated because we're having to expand services. So, yeah, we've definitely been bringing on more staff. And then what we are seeing is, yeah, there's a tremendous influx of women coming in. And especially here in Georgia, we're seeing a lot of women come in earlier term, you know, what we call very early term pregnancy at about that 4 or 5 week mark, because you have the heartbeat bill, which says after 6 weeks, you can't have an abortion. So women are having to make that decision much earlier, and we're here to continue to provide help for that. Now, one thing I would definitely like to give a shout out to is our local Knights of Columbus chapter, who actually have bought us one of the best ultrasounds that you can possibly get. This thing is 4K capable, and it can get down and it can see the baby at that 4 week, 5 week mark. We also got a OLED TV donated. So those of you who are technical on that, you know that those show extremely good white-black contrasts. So we're able to show the best possible detail. I'd put us up against any hospital anywhere with the images that we can produce here, especially on that early-term pregnancy.
Well, that is outstanding. In the one of the biggest things that you can offer is education when it comes to changing a woman's mindset and her heart set about what a baby is really doing inside her body.
Yeah, really what we're talking about here, Mike, is it's information warfare, if we could take a look at that, or look at it like that. What you have is a woman who has been marketed to by the abortion industry and by the culture that we have, that a baby is a bad thing, that it's an inconvenience, that it's a problem. And of course, we're both parents. So there's a lot of issues and a lot of complication that comes with kids, because you now have another living being that you have to train up in your household. Mm-hmm. You got to provide for it. So there's a set of problems, but there's also an amazing set of blessings that come along with that. When a woman comes into our center, really, and I would say over 80% of the time, what they're looking for, straight up, is someone to tell them, you can do it. Because when they go in the news, when they talk sometimes to parents that may not be supportive, the message they're getting is, you can't do this. This is beyond you. Take care of this. Mm-hmm. And they're not presented with the vision of, what could this be if you have this baby? How could this be beautiful? How could this change your life? So here at Choices, we do two things. Number one, we bring them in and we give them full medical service and full scientific information. So they get to see their baby, and they're sitting right there live while we're doing it. We got the 48-inch monitor up on the wall, and they in 4K can take a look at that baby inside them. And they can see for themselves, this is not just a random cluster of cells. This is not a tumor. This is not pregnancy tissue. This is a baby. It is a discernible baby. It's got a little heartbeat. It's got hands. It's got feet. It's got fingers. Mm-hmm. So the mama instinct kicks in at that point, and it's no longer a matter of debate or philosophy or politics. It's a mama and her baby in a point in time encountering each other. And at that point forward, the mama now has to make the decision, am I going to keep this baby or am I going to kill this baby? But after that point, after she actually gets to see it, there is no more question that this is a baby. And then she goes into a side room, and we have one of our advocates go in there, and they go over the results of the ultrasound, and then they talk about Christ. We talk about, and then this is our Christian philosophical worldview, and like when you hear some of the secular stations and secular media, this is the part of our ministry that gets criticized harshly, and this is the side that people say, well, they're coming in there and they're indoctrinating you and they're doing this, that, and the other thing. Like, no, we're coming in with a Christian worldview. And the Christian worldview is a logical and sane worldview. Now, when you go to, say, like Planned Parenthood, they're coming in with a naturalistic worldview. So they have a philosophy, we have a philosophy, and our philosophies are expressed in how we do our service. Now, we believe that babies are made in the image of God, and that plays into part of this discussion. But we also have part of this discussion, which is about the contraindications and the complications that can come up from actually having the abortion. So we're not in there guilting a woman into keeping her baby. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're talking a broad spectrum of topics. We're talking from the science, the medicine, to the philosophy, to the theology. Why should this baby be kept? And we believe that the end argument is it's the healthiest thing for the mama, it's the healthiest thing for the baby, it's the least risk option, and it produces the greatest benefits to civilization. Because just imagine for a moment, this is maybe getting a little too heady, but this is just the way I think of it. You're able to create a human being, and think about the impact, the ripple that that human being is going to have for decades. Mm-hmm. That human being is going to produce economic output, ideas, hopes, dreams. They'll get married at some point, produce more children. So really what we're talking about, like if we wanted to take just the whole theology out of it, if we continue with abortion at the rate that we are in this nation, and we don't continue to import immigration, we will not be an economically viable nation anymore. There will be no one to pay Social Security. Mm-hmm. There will be no one to be in the armies. And we're actually seeing this play out right now as Gen Z enters in. Gen Z is so much smaller than the baby boomers. Gen Z is actually economically, monetarily not going to be able to support the social systems that the baby boomers enjoyed when Gen X is retired. So, I mean, there's so many different arguments when we're talking about abortion, Mike.
Well, I can say it a little differently than Lee does, is that a lot of people will use the word mistake, the baby's mistake, but mm-hmm. God don't make any mistakes. But the mistake is when the mama decides to take the life of the child.
That's it. And really, we're at a point in the culture, and this is the thing that's alarming to me. A lot of the terminology has changed. Before, the argument was based around, is this a baby or is it not? Now, the pro-life movement has made such a powerful argument and has penetrated the culture so well with this message, there really is no more debate that this is a baby. Where the debate has switched to, and this is the thing that really kind of chills my blood, is it okay to kill a person for a reason? So, is it okay to at some point kill your baby? Mm-hmm. And where do you draw that line? And you're going to see this, and you can take a look at any newspaper. They're not calling it a fetus and stuff anymore. Or pregnancy tissue. A lot of times they'll call it a baby. Well, we can kill the baby at 20 weeks. We can kill the baby at 10 weeks. Or in Georgia, hey, you can kill the baby at 6 weeks or less. Mm-hmm. Where do you move that line of age? There are some states, and this has, you know, kind of come out in some of these presidential debates. Some of these states are, well, you can kill the baby all the way up to birth. And, you know, I won't get into the mechanics of partial birth abortion, but, you know, it is exactly as it sounds. It's a horrific process where you have a fully formed baby, you partially birth it, you kill it before it comes out, and then you have a dead baby. So what we're talking about is the morality of where is it okay to kill, when is it okay to kill, and the argument would then extend, can that be put towards end of life? Does a person, what do you do? Are you no longer a person at age 65? Or mm-hmm. what if you're in a car accident and you lose your legs? Or what if you have a Down syndrome child? Or what if you are handicapped? Or what if you're at war and then you come back and you're maimed? Do you lose your personhood? Once we found in history, Mike, once you declare that personhood can be stripped from someone by government at some point, we're all at risk for it.
The only thing political I ask about during the program this morning with Lee Cause, can you give me an update? Is there anything updating when it comes to the personhood bill here in the state of Georgia?
Well, I'm not sure about the personhood bill. I can say with the heartbeat bill. Mm-hmm. So there was a judge that had struck that down for right. some time. Mm-hmm. And again, when you take a look at the court case, and it's up to interpretation, to me, this judge keeps striking it down for many reasons. I think the last time he struck it down, it's because Roe versus Wade was still in effect. So then Roe versus Wade, of course, was overturned, which that just simply takes the issue from the federal government as a federal mandate and puts it back to the states. So then he struck it down for another reason, and then that has since been overturned.
Explain also to our listeners, we hear in the political campaign right now is that right now President Biden says that one of the big things is to, if Vice President Harris is elected, to go ahead and reinstate Roe v. Wade, of making a federal law from that standpoint. Say there's, you know, if she's not elected, then the rights will be taken away from women. We hear about women's rights from that standpoint, and there'll be fewer abortions that will take place, and that's what they're talking about. They want more abortions to take place, but we're seeing now even more take place since Roe v. Wade was overturned, right?
Yeah. So let me cover on a couple of things. First off, to clarify that the heartbeat law is in effect in Georgia. So I just want to make that clear. But secondly, let's just take a look at the abortion issue on a national level. And this may surprise a lot of folks, as I'm here in the pro-life movement, but I think a lot of this discussion of the effect that a president can have on abortion, it's actually a smokescreen. And by that is, like, if you actually take a look at what a president can or cannot do, really the biggest thing would be nominating Supreme Court justices. So it's the Supreme Court that could or could not reinstate a law like Roe versus Wade. Now, what the president can do is, you know, assign or appoint, you know, the Supreme Court justices. So that's really where that comes in. There's also a lot of, you know, just outright lies and overstatement. So, for example, I'm not endorsing one political candidate or another, but one lie, because it's in pro-life, I've got to clear up. They say, well, if President Trump gets elected, or if you have some Republican get elected, there's going to be a nationwide abortion ban. The president does not have the power to do that. Like, that's just not true. So what we have to be very careful of, and this is on the left and the right, there's always going to be statements that are made to evoke emotion so that we stop thinking about the issues and we make a knee-jerk reaction on something. So what we really need to do, and this is just what I tell my staff and everything, we have to vote for candidates that support our moral platform, or at the very least are not diametrically opposed to our moral platform, but we also have to support candidates that are actively addressing the issues that a president actually has power over. So that would be things in terms of, you know, budget approvals, the economy, national defense, border security. Those are the things that are going to be affected by a presidential election, not so much abortion. The abortion battle, and you know, the pro-death movement knows this as well, the abortion battle's on the state level right now.
And also, we can say from the theological standpoint, we'll say that point from a Christian standpoint, is saying that the devil can twist statements around and say, okay, somebody hears something from someone, they say, oh yeah, I'm going to believe it because this person said, and it'd be totally inaccurate and in fact it's not true. And then you say, well, here's what the truth is. You guys know what the truth is basically is when it comes to the pro-life issues. As we talked to Lee Collins this morning, the executive director of Choices, let everybody know too about what you face when it comes to the new thing about chemical abortions.
Now that's excellent. And it actually piggybacks on your other question. It's like, yes, abortions are up year over year. They're up significantly since Roe versus Wade ended. So there would be some people out there that would draw a correlation that says, okay, the increased restrictions, or putting the Roe versus Wade back to the state level, has caused more abortions. But you actually have to take a look. You know, that would be saying correlation is equals causation, which is a fallacy. You got to look for more data, right? So what else has been happening at that same time that could be leading to the number of abortions increasing? Well, obviously the abortion pill, chemical abortion. So this is where there's a series of two pills in most cases that are issued. One pill is taken and it cuts off the food supply to the baby. The second pill expels the baby. So, that's been a tremendous reason for the spike in abortions, especially here in the state of Georgia.
All right. So, again, coming up Saturday with the run, the 14th annual run taken. I remember the first one that took place here in town, and now it has grown exponentially since that time, Lee.
Oh yeah, it's a wonderful event. It's definitely a family event. If you want to come, just go to active.com, search for Choices, and you can sign right up. Or if you go to our website, choicespregnancypartners.org, we also take phantom runners. So say that you don't want to run, or you're not capable to run.
I raise my hand, yes, I can't do it, yes.
Yeah, well, for some reason, it gets harder for me every year, Mike. I don't know if it's because of my age or my weight, but maybe a little bit of both, right? At some point, I'll be a phantom.
Exactly, I understand totally. Trust me, I do from that standpoint. But think about it, is the money that is generated by this run on Saturday, 100% is going to be used for the right purpose, and you need it from that standpoint.
Yeah, you know, and the money definitely helps. The big thing here too for us is that we want to raise awareness. So we actually get a lot of youth. We encourage teens to come because at some point they or someone else is going to know somebody that is in a crisis pregnancy, and they're going to remember us. And we've actually had several referrals from past races where we have teens refer their friends over, a college mm-hmm. student refer their friends over, because like, oh, remember the Choices Run?
Oh, sure.
It sticks in your head when you do something.
Oh, absolutely. So does everybody know, how much money does it take now to run the ministry?
Oh, man. Well, we are actually cresting close to $1 million a year in budget. And some folks might say, wow, that's how are you spending $1 million a year? Well, first off, $1 million a year.
Don't go as near as far as
it
used to.
It was 4 years ago, was it, man?
No.
It used to be like $1 million. Yeah. So, but be that as it may, we've had cost expenses increase right across the board, but we're running full medical. I think that's a big thing.
Sure.
We've got physician's assistants. We've got ultrasound techs. We've got nurses. So, I mean, running any kind of a medical establishment, it's wage intensive, but those wages are what is doing the service, and those wages are what allow us to do what we do.
All right, final thing with that, come full circle again, let everybody know about the number of babies that are being saved and lives that are being changed.
Yes, we save around 75 babies confirmed from abortion per year. And those are ones by confirmed. We have about a 1 year lag on that data because we verify that there was a successful delivery.
Sure.
And all that. Now, what we can say also is what we call decisions for life. So if we have a woman come in and say and just say, yes, I'm going to keep my baby, and mm-hmm. we just take her for her word at it, that's close to 300 per year.
Wow.
Right. And the thing too in the lower number, because I always give the conservative number, that doesn't count like miscarriages or anything. So yeah, we have close to 300 decisions for life and then 75 confirmed babies born per year.
You never know what kind of life that baby who was saved is going to lead and what kind of difference they can make in their life and the whole world in the future.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing I'd like to finish here on, because I know abortion is a very emotional issue, mm-hmm. Especially for women and men who have been part of an abortion. There's guilt, there's shame, there's judgment, and there's I think a bad view of what the pro-life movement is about, that we're just out there screaming, holding signs. Again, Choices is not political, and a lot of the women that work here for us, Mike, they've actually had abortions. So it's not like we're not the church lady out here thumping people on the heads with the Bible. Our staff has lived it. We know what this is about. We know what the consequences of that decision are. And to that end, we also offer a post-abortion recovery ministry. And 100% of everybody running that class and in that class has had an abortion. And we are here to help people find healing. And that's only done through the healing power and the forgiving power of Jesus Christ.
All right, man. Thanks for all you do. Again, what time on Saturday morning?
9 a.m.
All right. So Lakeview Academy is a place to be on Saturday morning. Hey, you go there, make sure you tell me you heard about it here on 97.5 Glory FM. Again, if you want to help out, you can go to their website, choicespregnancypartners.org, and become even a sustaining partner with them in the future to help them out, and you can be a part of the fun run coming up on Saturday. We got much more for you coming up on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.